Okay. This is really throwing off my whole game here. This whole game. Warak kicks this one off, and it goes about 8 yards, and maybe, oh, this brought in by Casel right at midfield at the 49-yard line by number 65, Mike Kelly, the freshman. Weighs in at 185 pounds and 6 foot tall. And it's first and 10 for the Eagles at their own 49.
The tackler there was the senior, number 25, Dylan Fritz of the Bulldogs.
So 51 yards between them and a touchdown. The last time Casel had the ball, they scored on one play, recovering 48 yards from Cole Simmons. 2:42 left in the first quarter. And the shotgun coming out from number 28, Joe Alice. Receiver wide to the right. That is a former quarterback, Andrew Siegfried. Receiver wide to the left, and they have Cole Simmons to Alice's left. It's a handoff to Alice around the right end. Has room to run across midfield. Lowers that head, and he rumbles across the 45 to the 44. And brought down by Dylan Fritz and Jake Warak.
Yeah, Dylan Fritz taking the blunt of that blow there by the running back. So far, you've seen now with Joe Alice in the backfield with the running back Simmons. They're running just a straight read option. Alice the one doing the reading, and so far it hasn't been very hard. Just put the ball in the arms of big number 34, Cole Simmons. When he gets rolling, you're absolutely right. You don't want to be in front of him.
Alice in the shotgun, and another handoff to Cole Simmons, and Owen Gage brings the attack and meets him in the backfield for a yard loss brought down by Dakota Richmond, the sophomore lineman for the Owen Gage defense. Brings up now a 3rd and 7, first down markers at the 40-yard line.
Another big body in there with him was a sophomore, Dustin Woodward. Two big bodies breaking through that line of scrimmage, blowing up the play before it could even get started, and it wouldn't have mattered who carried the ball as both the whole line was blown up. Joe Ellis, obviously, that gives it to his big man to take the hit for him that time.
Simmons wide to number 30, Shippey wide to the left, and number 8, Siegfried wide to the right. Alice back to pass, lets this one fly, and it's intercepted by Warak at the 30-yard line. Gets all the way back out to the 37-yard line, actually the 40-yard line when the slide is complete, and brought down by Chance Shippey. It's a turnover for the Casel Eagles, the first of the night, 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 40-yard line.
Well, some miscommunication as Joe Alice fires it. He knows his target the whole time was going to be Andrew Siegfried on this near side of the field, and the ball was thrown, and the only one that was looking at it was number 14, Jake Warak of the Bulldogs. Siegfried, I don't even think, knew it was picked off until he was way too late. He overran the route, never looked back for the ball.
Warak with the interception, and now he has the carry coming from the 40-yard line all the way out to the 44, and number 28, that
Joe
would be
Alice.
Joe Alice, quarterback and also defensive back, making the stop. 2nd and 6 for the Bulldogs, right to left across the radio. 1 minute left in this first quarter.
Yeah, now all of a sudden the Bulldogs waste, with the kickoff out of the way, they waste no time handing the ball off. And
the average works out this way.
Absolutely, a quick 3 or 4 yard gain for the Bulldogs.
I formation for Jake Wright and the Bulldogs. Everyone inside the ends. It's a handoff to his fullback, number 34, David Binder. The stiff arm gets him the first down across midfield, across the 40, and finally forced out of bounds at the 33-yard line for a big run and move the chains for the Bulldogs into Casel territory.
Looked like Joe Ellis was in on that tackle as well, running all over the field trying to make stops, but David Binder, the bigger back, kicks it to the outside and one-on-one battle with another, with the freshman. He shoves him right out of the way and gets to the sideline. Joe Ellis, the only one left to make the tackle, and does for the Eagles.
1st and 10 for the Bulldogs at the Eagles' 33-yard line. 34 seconds left in this first quarter. It's a handoff to Warak around the right end. Has room to run across the 30 and cuts into the 25 and is wrapped up by Mason Kozefka on the far sideline at the 24-yard line. Stopping the clock at the 27-second mark in this first quarter still. It's close to a first down, but it is 2nd down and less than a yard to go.
Yeah, sticking with the I formation, this time they rotate Jake Warak into the backfield, immediately hand it off to him. So far, haven't given any credit so far. Need to be Dylan Fritz, the fullback, picking up a ton of blocks, springing holes for these Bulldog running backs.
It's a handoff to number 25. Dylan Fritz has the first down and gets clipped over at the 15-yard line after about A 9-yard gain sets up a new set of downs. First and 10 from the Eagles' 15-yard line. Starting to march down this field a little bit. 22 seconds left in the first.
Yeah, short gain to go. They quick hand it off to the fullback, Dylan Fritz, and an athletic fullback as he kicks it to the outside of the field and turns it into a really nice gain to reset the downs now for the Bulldogs.
23-8, Owen Gage leading by 15 as a handoff around the right end to number 25, Dylan Fritz, brought down by Mason Kazefka for not much of a gain, maybe 3 yards, sets up a second and 7. And that concludes the first quarter with Owen Gage leading by 15, 23-8 on the WLEW Sports Network. Second quarter action coming up next.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts in inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
On to the second quarter, Owen Gage entering this quarter with a 15-point lead, 23 points for the Bulldogs, 8 points for the Eagles. In the second quarter, 3:12 left before halftime in other area action. Cass City leads Harbor Beach 13-0. So nothing, it looks like Harbor Beach's offense still is not found, but I was kind of expecting a little more out of the Cass City offense this far.
Yeah, actually they were 0-0 at the end of the first quarter, so Cass City must have made a minor change at the end of the first quarter. They've scored twice in the second quarter so far.
Second and 7 from the 12-yard line. It's a handoff to number 34, breaks free of a tackle, and David Binder is into the end zone from 12 yards out. Touchdown, Owen Gage. Now makes it 29-8. Bulldogs extending this lead out over the Eagles.
Yeah, just sticking with the I formation, the fullback, Dylan Fritz, picking up the blockers on every down, and 34, David Binder having his way, doing whatever he wants. He can foul him. He can kick it to the outside. He's had a lot of luck bouncing it to the outside and heading right for the pylon. Knocks over a defender on the way there and finds it very easily. Another touchdown for the Bulldogs.
11:52 in this first half remains. Owen Gage leading by 21 at this point, trying to make it 23, and they are short of the two-point conversion on a right end around. So the score remains Owen Gage 29, Caseville 8 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Tired of shenanigans and games of chance? Step right up and try your luck!
Unlike most raffles, Thumb Cellular's 50-50 sale guarantees that everyone's a winner. Not only will you get $50 off any phone, but you also get 50 bonus gigabytes. The Back to School 50-50 sale will let you save money and provide you the data you need to survive at university, college, high school, or wherever life takes you. When you sign a new 4G contract, you gain a bonus 50 gigabyte data bank for the entire length of your contract. Take $50 off the price of the most popular smartphones, like the Samsung Galaxy S6 and the S6 Edge. And it's only from Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
After the touchdown, Owen Gage kicks this one long, and it actually goes out of bounds at the 20-yard line, despite a 21-point lead over the Caseville Eagles. And I think, Dave, the reason that went out of bounds was because they hurried up their huddle before the kick there.
Yeah, you know their coach won't be happy with that, Clark.